Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a victorious joy, having a joy that wins, a joy that comes not because everything goes our way, but because we're seeking to follow God's way. So each weekday morning, we're going to look at a different aspect of the victory that we have in Christ that ought to fill us with joy. And today, we want to focus in on a win through wise counsel. Getting good advice helps us to win. Not just win according to the world standards, may or may not help that, but win according to God's standards. Proverbs 11, verse 14 says, "For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure." Sometimes we don't seek advice because we don't want to hear it. We've made up our mind. Our decision is best. We know best. And so why muddy up the waters with information that we're going to disregard anyhow? Sometimes we seek advice deliberately looking for that which agrees with us, discarding anything that might contradict what we've already decided. And so when it talks about many advisors making victory sure, the unwritten part of this is these are wise advisors. These are advisors that are being listened to. These are advisors that have humility. We can surround ourselves with a multitude of advisors. In fact, the Bible says that in the end times, which I believe we're in, people will gather to themselves teachers who tickle their ears, who say what the listener wants to hear. Many advisors, many telling us to go ahead, do whatever you like. Those aren't the types of advisors that the writer of Proverbs is talking about. He's talking about advisors like the prophet Nathan, who confronted King David, saying things have to change. He's talking about advisors that lead us to take a deep, honest look at ourselves. Say, where am I headed? The many advisors keep us from becoming tunnel visioned if we allow those advisors to have a voice, if those advisors are godly advisors. The win through wise counsel says that we're surrounding ourselves with people who know the Word of God and are willing to speak it into our life honestly. I've often said, and others have said it as well, is I can take Scripture and prove nearly anything that I want to if I'm sloppy in how I use it. If I pull verses out of context, which is common practice, it seems. But teaching and preaching within context of what is written brings about a wise counsel that keeps falsehood from spreading. When you're not feeling well, you go to a doctor. You kind of want to hear what you want to hear, but at the heart of it, you want to hear what's true. You may not like the news the doctor gives, but if it's true and honest, it's more helpful than if he lies to you. And sometimes we surround ourselves intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. We kind of get caught up in a echo chamber where all the voices are saying the same things. And if the voices are all saying the same truth of God's word, then I guess that's great. But because none of us are perfect and have complete knowledge of God's word, there ought to be those voices that challenge our thinking. And it may cause us to change our thinking, but it may also challenge our thinking in a way that deepens our conviction of what we already believe. The wise counsel is surrounding ourselves with people that are willing to ask the hard questions, that are willing to point out the missteps that we make, not in a condemning or negative way, but in a corrective and positive way. Those things that make serving God easier. I notice you keep doing this. If you tweak it and change just a little bit, you'll be more productive. Those individuals that you appreciate at a workplace, especially as you begin a new job, a new career, a new type of work, and the little secrets that come through experience that wise counsel can share with you and say, hey, we've learned. That it's easier, it's more productive, it's safer. And when we surround ourselves with the wise counsel of individuals who spend time in God's word, they become the iron that sharpens iron. They help us to grow and be more productive, more safe, more effective. God's desire is that we live according to the wise counsel of His word. And not only do we surround ourselves with individuals who live, the flesh and blood people that we can see and talk to and listen to, we surround ourselves with the wise counsel of the individuals God used to convey His word. The wise counsel of Moses, of David, of Solomon, of Jeremiah, of Daniel, of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, of Paul, of James, of other individuals that God chose by His Spirit, who were carried along by God's Spirit to give us the wisest counsel of all. The counsel of Jesus through words recorded by the gospel writers. We live with historical counsel of stories passed down, either written or verbally, from grandparents and great-grandparents. And we listen to all of that. And the way to use the wise counsel of people is to always filter it through God's word, to always stand it up against God's word and to see how it measures up, to not accept it just because it's tried and true, but to accept it because it matches what God says. He said, we desire victory, We desire victory in life. We desire victory in this life. We desire victory in the life to come. And God says, surround yourself with godly people. Surround yourself with wise counsel. Surround yourself with a hearing and doing of His Word. Live with listening ears, an obedient heart, and a humble spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to have the knowledge to do life in a way that pleases and honors You. And Father, forgive us for those times that we ignore the wise counsel of Your Word, the wise counsel of Your messengers, the wise counsel of those that You have put in our life in order to help us. And may we rediscover how to win by listening. And may we always begin our listening in Your Word. And may we listen to those that surround us, who encourage us, who help us, who challenge us, who correct us. And may we take all of that input and check it according to Your Word and make the adjustments in our life that ought to be made. May we know the victory that comes through many good and godly advisors that we're willing to listen to. Father, most of all, may we pay attention to You. May we know the victory that comes through the wisest counsel of all, in obedience to Your Son, Jesus. And so, God, as we live today, as we seek out good and godly counsel, may we lift up Jesus as the ultimate source of all that is right, all that is good, all that leads us to eternity. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may He draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.